Okay, good. That is not something we've ever done on the podcast before. I feel like I feel slightly indulgent because we just want to like stop our garage band and keep talking to you for the next hour outside of the podcast. But
so just think about this. Like, just think about doing this at a party or a rehearsal dinner or, you know, girlfriends over, boyfriends over. I mean, it's pretty cool. And then talking about, you can freaking talk about this shit for hours.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn. Plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome, one and all.
Hey, do you feel like you're still on the boat? Are you rocking the boat?
I totally do. And I didn't actually feel it that much on the boat because I took like every precaution possible because I hate that nauseous feeling so much. So I had like the stickers behind my ears. I had the little bracelets with the pressure thing on. I was taking like ginger every morning and Dramamine and drinking a ton of water. So
maybe that's why you feel wavy now.
Yeah, maybe because now I'm back and I'm not doing all those things. But I definitely feel it like when I lean down to pick something up and then I get up and I'm like, oh, that is not a good feeling.
No.
And I think I have a little bit of a cold because of course I do after being on a cruise with 50% of the passengers being under the age of 8. I don't know.
Wait,
I'm making
that
up.
Was it a Disney cruise?
It was a Disney cruise, yes.
The Disney cruise. Yes. Did the boys love it?
They loved it. They're like the perfect age right now. It was great. It was great. But we definitely, you pay a lot in advance. That's great, right? Like, oh, we had a whole year to kind of pay in installations. So by the time we went, you sort of trick yourself into thinking like, we've already paid for this. But no, you definitely get like a final bill. We knew we would have to pay for like alcohol because it's not one of those cruises where you just can drink all you want.
No, because it's a kid thing.
Right. There's plenty of bars, though.
There's gotta be.
Spa treatments, like anything extra, of course, you pay for. But all this other stuff adds up, too. And so we got our final bill, and it was like, we're an hours away from getting off the boat. They know what they're doing. They're not going to show you those numbers ahead of time, right?
Right.
Or even an estimate. So, like, as we were leaving, your kids are so excited. Everyone had a great time, but it's like, oh, now we're leaving. Get in line. Hold your backpack. Don't get lost. Like, more lines, customs, blah, blah, blah. But the whole time I was thinking about that final number and being like, wait a minute. If that's how much we paid now, plus what we already paid, plus the flight to get here, like how much per day did this cost us? Per day, per person, maybe. I mean, like, I'm going to have to know because if we ever plan another vacation like this, I have to compare it, you know, to see, was this just like astronomically high or normal Disney level high?
I don't know yet.
We literally got back at like 6 p.m. last night and I drove from the airport to Tom's basketball practice because, you know, I'm the coach of that team of 4 and 5 year olds.
Yeah.
So I was like in, jeans and airplane clothes and totally disoriented. And I was like, dribble, shoot. And then we got home and it was a rush to get, you know.
But did you get the final bill? Was it crazy?
I have the final bill, but I haven't added it all up with. They automatically charge your card. It's not like we're waiting to do anything. But I haven't added it up with the initial bills to see, like, was this just, you know, not doable again or not. I'll give it some time. I'll, like, revel in the light of being home from this magical adventure. You hear the word magical, like, every fucking 5 minutes.
Was there weddings or honeymooners?
No. Well, there were some people who did not have children.
There's so many people who left Disney for weddings.
I know, but I don't think, yeah, you're right. They do weddings on cruise ships. I didn't see any. But I did see some people who were not there with their children. And I was like, what are you doing here? Why? Why would you come here with no children? There are kids everywhere. Like, if I don't bring my kids somewhere, I don't want to see anybody's kids.
No.
Right?
No.
If you're like going to go out to dinner with some friends and you get a babysitter and then they're like, oh, we have to bring little James. No. You'd be like, no. So I don't see why people go on the cruise without children, but they did. And yes, people are nuts about Disney. Yes. Yes. But my kids aren't into like the characters and shit. So at least we didn't have to like wait in every line that had a princess, you know, photo op. That I think would get obnoxious.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to just quickly mention the people out there who are in Northern California and being affected by the wildfires. This is a never-ending story here. And I mean, I am about 200 miles from where that's all happening,
at least
the ones in Northern California. And then now it's happening in Southern California. So I'm kind of in the middle of it. It is so smoky here. It is, people are, like, the kids are in school. People have masks on. It's hazy. It looks like there's fog. It smells like a campfire. It smells like everybody is burning their fireplace right now. And it's just out of control over there. And so many people have been evacuated. And so many people are affected by it. And I just can't even imagine if we are smelling this air and coughing, how horrible it must be for all of you affected by this wildfire. So if you're losing a home or if you're evacuating or if you know someone, our thoughts and prayers are with you all.
You know what? It's so sad because people listen to this podcast at any time, right? You could be listening and we recorded it a year earlier, but probably those sentiments would still be true almost any time that you're listening to it because California is like a tinderbox these days.
It will never end. I mean, it's just a constant. It's just. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to shout that out. And I also wanted to say, I posted about it on our Instagram stories, but if you have an Amazon Alexa in your house, and I'm sorry if I just turned her on, we are now on Amazon. You just have to say, Alexa, play the Big Wedding Planning podcast. Make sure you say the word podcast twice, people, because if you don't, you're going to get some crazy other podcast that you frankly just don't want to hear. Okay,
it won't be as good.
No, it's not. And it's just that sorry, other wedding podcast, but it's not. It's just that we have the word podcast in the title. And so she only understands it if you say the word podcast twice. And we're also on Google Play. I am submitting this shit everywhere. I'm late to the game. I didn't know about this. I just assumed it was there, but it's not.
I think, doesn't it play on your Amazon or on your Alexa if you, I thought I could say that already, but it was because I had hooked my Alexa up to my podcasts that were already downloaded.
Well, but I guess,
On your phone, like music.
Yeah.
Okay. But now it's like,
if you turn it on and you got it through the speaker. Yeah. But now you could just tell her, you know, I want to hear Michelle and Christy. I want to hear my friends while I'm cooking dinner or, you know, whatever it is, or I'm playing cards with my friends. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to make everybody sit down and just listen in the living room as we sip on wine, you know?
Or you could be like, kids, if you don't finish that broccoli, I'm turning on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast podcast, and you're going to listen to it until it's finished.
You could say that. My kids listen to it sometimes. Okay, now down to business. Okay, you guys, we're gonna quiet the chit-chat now, all you people who are like, when are they going to get into it? We have some really, really, really cool stuff to talk about today on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Wedwell. So several weeks ago, we got an email, as we very often do, from Lilia, who said, hey, I've got a pretty cool business, and I think your listeners need to know about it. And when I heard what it was, I'm like, hell yeah, they need to know about it.
It was like a Venn diagram of all the things Michelle loves.
All the things I love, because as some of you may or may not know, I am a yogi. I teach yoga. I practice yoga. I really try to practice meditation, but as we all try. It doesn't always happen, but it is very important, especially during wedding planning. And the other thing is that we don't often talk about events other than the wedding day. I mean, we're really focused on the wedding day because that's what y'all are planning for. But, you know, a lot of you want to hear about things to do that are unique and different, not only on the wedding day, but for, you know, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, or any type of party, or...
Yeah, weekend getaways, like planning retreats.
Yeah.
Gifts for your people, your wedding party, all the stuff, all the little fun parties and get-togethers that happen before the big day. So
this is about wellness, but this is also about some fun, unique things.
We should know we've had two guests waiting to be... They're there. They've been here listening on Skype with us this whole time.
I hear you.
Which is an example of people waiting patiently for us to get through our chit-chat in order to get to the good stuff, because they are the good stuff. So let that be an example, everyone. They were fine. Their heads did not explode. They enjoyed it.
And they were listening, and it was fine.
And thank you for joining us.
This is practice of, you know, being still and calm. I bet they were both breathing and inhaling and filling their lungs. And exhaling and emptying their lungs, right? Be Wed Well, an alternative and holistic wellness services rooted in love. They are in New York and Seattle and really everywhere because they are online, people. So you can do a lot of fun stuff just over the internet these days. Have you heard of it?
And practitioners will travel. That's the important part.
Yes. Yeah. So our guests today are Lilia Karimi, who is the co-founder of Wed Well. She created this platform to help challenge the wedding industry to bring more self-care and wellness practices to this important time in someone's life. Her yoga journey began as a child, where her method of stress release was stretching. It really works, people. She developed her practice even further while studying at Cornell University, like Andy on The Office, if you all watch The Office, and using yoga as an outlet for the highly competitive school environment. Since then, Lilia has been obsessed with the practice of yoga and all the joy and love that it can bring. Her classes are always personalized, fun, and slightly challenging, because who doesn't love a challenge? Lilia, welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Hello. Thank you both so much for having us.
And us means that you are sitting there with lovely Ashley, who has turquoise in her ponytail. I see that.
Hello. I do.
Yes. Ashley is the head witch in charge at Magical Mind, where depressed and stressed babes learn their new favorite coping skill, tarot. Ashley blends tarot and her innate intuitive abilities to serve those who feel misunderstood with a little everyday magic. Originally from Texas, Ashley resides in Brooklyn with her girlfriend and Chihuahua Salsa. I like that name. Having seen the magic worked in her own life, going from mental breakdowns and month-long sick leaves to work with Broadway stars and international magazines. She knew the wisdom of the tarot, and her intuitive gifts got her through the worst moments of her life. And it can do the same for you. It's time for you to meet your magic. I love that. Welcome, Ashley and Lilia.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Listen, I have to tell you guys, and this is like, I'm half joking, but when we both check our podcast emails, so I could get something and then, you know, text Michelle and be like, did you see this from this lady? Or have you already responded? Or what about this advertiser? Or there's an email in there for you. You need to answer it because I'm not going to, or whatever. But she texted me like, hey, did you happen to see these emails from Lilia? It's Be Wed Well. Here's the link. You should look it up. And it's not like this is not my thing, because it's more Michelle's thing, right? Like any...
Yes.
I go to like McDonald's more often than I should admit. And if I have like time in the day, a nap sounds really great, rather than something maybe more meaningful. And I should work on that. I'm an adult. But she was like selling it. And of course, you know, Michelle's going to be the one to connect and set us up with this interview. Of course, I would be like, yeah, sure, just let me know what time I need to record. But then she was like, also, she may be able to pull somebody else with her, and then we could have our tarot cards read. And I was like, what? Yes. I love to hear anybody talk to me about me in a way that, like, mystifies me. So I definitely, like, perked up.
Amazing. Yeah, and that's funny because that's the part that kind of scared me a little bit. I'm like, I don't know what to ask. It's very personal. I'm scared.
It is very personal.
But you're not like right in front of us, right? So isn't it slightly less personal because it's not?
No, I mean everybody listening.
Oh, that.
Like thousands of people.
No, she's going to give you all the good stuff that listeners will love.
So, yeah, Ashley is going to read our tarot cards a little later on in the episode to give you guys a little, you know, peek into some of this fun stuff you can do at a party with your besties or your family that has not been around for a while. Or maybe you're really pissed off at your cousin and you feel like she really needs to have her tarot cards read and find out what karma really is. But first, let's dive into Wedwell. Wait, Lilia, do I call it Be Wedwell or do I call it Wedwell?
Yes. So our name is Wedwell and our site, the domain is Be Wedwell.
Okay.
Yeah. Our site and our Insta is Wedwell.
Okay. Wedwell. Yeah. W-E-D. Okay. Talk a little bit louder if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So Wedwell is a platform to find and book your wedding wellness services before or after your wedding day and for your entire relationship journey. So it's not just wedding only. It is to support your activities and the whole part of your relationship as you're entering.
Yeah, because some of it's not even physical necessarily, but on the website there's like some marriage communication workshops or kind of counseling or helping to connect with each other, maybe in the hubbub, hustle, bustle of wedding planning, you find yourself like arguing with your partner a lot or just being like, maybe we're in separate rooms more often than we used to be in the same apartment and we need to like reconnect and get on the same page and like match our energies. That sounded good, right? You guys, like, our energies need to match.
And that is like very particular because when I got engaged, I noticed that the wedding industry is so, like, there's so much pressure, so much stress, and then I experienced, like, all the stress myself. And I was like, okay, if I'm teaching yoga, I'm meditating, and I'm still stressed, I can't even imagine, like, the people that aren't as familiar with these wellness practices. So then I, like, hit up my best friend, chatted about all my stress, my mom and the guest list, and blah, 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 blah. And then we overnight were like, wait, we need to create a platform to bring wellness into weddings. And a big part of that is the emotional piece, which is like the therapy and the coaching and the virtual sessions as well.
So good, so good. You know, we oftentimes will talk about the importance of taking a wedding planning break. And I'm seeing a lot more people talk about that, Christy, and tag us on Instagram, by the way. I saw another post today, but we have an episode on Don't Get Crazy. We have an episode on, you know, from one of my master teachers, she was on, and it's just so important. Like, and sometimes when I'm teaching, Lily, I don't know if this happens to you, like, I feel like, and I get really stressed and I get upset and I get depressed just like every other person out there. But sometimes as a teacher too, like, I will be teaching and I think I take for granted these skills and I'll see somebody struggling just in a pose and they're irritated and frustrated. I'm like, they're not listening to me. You know, like they don't hear. I'm like, your right foot. You know, it's because there's shit going on. And so if you layer that on top of the stress of wedding planning, and like you just said, the two key words, my mother, and what was the other one you said? The guest list. Oftentimes it's my best friend or my bridesmaid or whatever. This is all recipe for a lot of the S word, stress.
Yeah. And then like for me, it was like fast forward to my bachelorette party and my sister planned this activity where there was a psychic came over and each girl got 15-minute readings. And it was like the best time of the whole weekend in my mind. It was like our pregame before going out. And I was like, how do you find a psychic? Like, how do you go about this? And that's what really spurred, like, having these practitioners on the site.
Had you ever done that before, or was that the first time?
That was my first time.
How was it?
It was so cool. Like, and it was amazing because while the psychic readings were happening and, like, girls were going in one by one, like, on the other edge, we were having, like, a lingerie shower, like, rosé party. So it was so
fun. That's awesome. So that's really the planning of your wedding and your sister bringing this psychic to your bachelorette party and your thought of, like, the stress of everything. This is all what led you to start this business.
Yeah, and I started it with my co-founder, Olivia. And so we've just together, like, merged all the ideas of what's happening with wellness and weddings and merging something to be one for everything.
Okay, and Olivia obviously is not on with us today. And how do you know Olivia? Is she your friend, family?
Olivia is my child. We've been best friends since eighth grade. Grew up together. We're called, like, the giggly girls in high school, just like best friends forever. And she also is a yoga teacher with a business background. So we just, like, instantly connected in terms of working on this together.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Are you still best friends through starting a business?
We are. We've gotten really good at, like, crying in a meeting and then going to work.
Is she your soulmate?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like my Jenny and Christy's Lauren. Okay, cool. So we know how you started the business, and talk to us then about, you know, how did you navigate through making this, like, a user-friendly experience and getting the word out there? I mean, how long ago did you start the business?
We started a year ago with wedding day yoga, and then it sort of evolved as, like, we, you know, as we experienced a bachelorette party and really realizing, like, what experiences would be cool for your wedding journey and what we would want personally. We created this booking platform, so where you can find these people to offer these incredible services, and we're like this Wedwell concierge where you would go on and book your service.
Love it.
So who's at this point, because it's some of it's still in beta, right? Scheduling.
Yeah.
So anybody that's mm-hmm. hooking up with the website now is kind of in the earlier, you'll be able to tell your friends about it in a year.
Yeah.
And it, you know, be like, I knew about it way back when. but who do you, like, I know it's hard to tell who your demographic is exactly, you know, who you're targeting, but, like, give us, like, a couple of prototypes. Like, who are these people that are finding you, and what stage are they at?
These people are primarily women and that are engaged and interested in wellness, but not experts. Like, not everyone is, like, a full-time yoga teacher, and, like, the majority of people aren't. So it's our demographic is people that kind of care about wellness and want to know more, but don't really know where to just start immediately, or people that want to bring wellness into their lives, but still want to have fun. Like, I had a psychic come to the bachelorette party, but then I was dancing until 4 a.m., right? So it's like, it doesn't have to be like you're just doing yoga 24/7.
And how does it work for somebody that is not in New York, right, or Seattle? Yeah.
We have plenty of offerings that are actually virtual. So you would do them like how we're talking right now over Skype or FaceTime. And a lot of those offerings are around like health advising or meal planning. Or, like, let's say you want someone to help you do some conscious vow writing for your ceremony and you'd love some support there. We also have a body image coach, which is really amazing and so necessary, like, for everyone. And then, like, for example, Ashley, who's with me right now, does tarot, and she can do that virtually, too.
That is awesome. So it's across the spectrum. And you divided it out, like, mind, body, heart.
Yes.
And I know there's a ton of crossover.
Health.
But... yeah, overall health versus mm-hmm. like I have a headache or I've had this recurring joint problem. I need to see a doctor.
Exactly.
More like the big picture stuff.
So. Yeah, and we've kind of got like the woo-woo level for people that like to explore more like supernatural, like on the psychic tarot, like human design level. And then we have more like the nutrition or someone to help you create, if you wanted like a meal plan for the week, like someone just tell you like what you should eat based off of like your lifestyle and like a very healthy approach.
So what is the most popular service?
We've gotten a lot of interest in the tarot and the yoga, and the, like, lately, like, conscious vow writing has also been something that's been popping up.
I was going to say, that must be to get help writing your vows, and like you say, consciously. Like, what does something like that look like?
Like, one of the girls on our site is amazing, and she's, like, a Columbia professor and a poet. And so what she would do is work with you to, like, really hash out what you want to say for your vows and kind of get the whole feel and help you write it in a way that's eloquent and beautiful and that you'd feel comfortable speaking or writing to your partner.
That's awesome.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And what is a service that maybe is new or something that you think is really amazing that people should do that you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I would do.
Yes. Okay. I think, have you guys heard of Human Design?
No.
It's like really, Ashley, have you heard of it? Yes. Okay. So it's kind of like astrology, but it adds in like these other elements of like Kabbalah and like Scientology and all these other areas, and it's like it kind of gives you this map of like blueprint of like this is who you are. So similar to astrology in this session in that way, but it gives you like a different archetype, and based off what you are, there's like things that you should do or eat. And I just love, I like what Christy was saying, like I love things that tell me about myself, and
with this
I can learn more.
This could be like one-on-one remote, like what we're doing, but could also
this is like they
come to like a gathering, say, you know, a bride and her crew, her tribe.
Totally.
Which brings us
to a one-on-one session.
Yeah. To that side of this, which is the, like, not, maybe not virtual, but actually like if you're in Seattle or New York, having some of these practitioners come to a party or like a weekend retreat, like, you know, first in the morning, we're going to do yoga and then we'll have our human design readings. And then after dinner, we're going to have this tarot card. Like, I would love to be at that party.
Yeah. You can do sound bath, Reiki, like what you want.
I was just hearing about sound bath. That sounds amazing. Hey, wait a minute. Can I just go back to human design for a minute? If I wanted to have that, what is human design? How will that benefit me? Like, you're saying you can find out what you should eat for what? To bring out your authentic self? Or
it's,
like what?
Yeah, it's like, it's all about living like, exactly, like to your authentic self. So I, like when I did my personal reading, because I like to do demos with everyone, I was told, that I am a projector. And for me, I have like really big ideas. Like I'm like way more like macro scale. And then I need like the support. So it was also great for like a business to see, okay, like what you need, who do you need on your team? If I'm like that way.
Who do you surround yourself with? Which you could apply to like, I don't know. We get a lot of emails about, I'm going to say bridesmaids, which is like what our cisgender traditional way, but brides dealing with their girlfriends and their cousins. And like, I don't know if I ask this girl, what about asking this person? And I just really don't want, like, she seems really negative or she doesn't seem to be supporting me. And our advice usually is something along the lines of like, hey man, do whatever you need to do to minimize your own stress that day, like optimize happiness, minimize stress. So something like this might give you some, well, you already know are there, but it might like highlight some guidelines, right? To say like, okay, the people that are best that I need around me to be my best self and to bring out the best in others are these sorts of people. And that's who
these
I need to attract.
Types.
Yeah. Or maybe that would help somebody make a decision about how they want their day to go.
Exactly.
Like how they want the experience to be.
I'm trying to think. The other big takeaway for me when I did my human design reading was like projectors, my type. It's all about waiting for the invitation instead of like really pushing yourself out there. So in life, like instead of me being like so aggressive with everything I'm doing, it's kind of like just do you and people will recognize it. So that was a cool, like authentic living tip.
Okay, how do you charge for something like that, Lilia? If I wanted to just do my human design online, is it one session? Do I have to fill out paperwork before? How much does it cost?
Yeah, so for one session, like, you have the option to do packages, but if you just want, like, a one-off reading to learn more about yourself, You'd go on our site, you'd choose your practitioner, and all of our practitioners list their own services. But for like for a service like that, for example, it would range around like $100 to $170.
Oh, that's so cool. And you walk away with so much knowledge.
Yeah.
I love amazing. That. I'm sold.
Ashley, tell us about how, like, is there a difference in what you do on a day-to-day versus working with clients or people that come through the website?
Well, it's kind of a both-and situation. So I have my own business with my own clients and, like, an online community that, like, that feeds me clients. But also I get to have, like, these wonderful collaborations. And they don't change. There's more when it's wedding-focused, like, I know that my client is coming to me from a wedding perspective. I always try to put some energetic boundaries around, like, our conversations. So I really don't want someone to ask me, like, is this marriage going to work? Mm. Or, like, something that, like, makes it so uncomfortable where it's like, I could tell you that answer, but that's a wildly uncomfortable question for all of us. Like, and so I'll actually intentionally set those boundaries before I connect with them and try to steer the conversation in a way that I think is much more enlightening. I think there's a lot of times when you're in a wedding space that it can be a little bit easy to get sucked up in your fear voice. And I think questions like that, I want to encourage, especially brides, especially people that are supporting their best friend or their person through this process, that it's like, we can't be focusing on fear. Like, we need to be focusing on the love that's in the room and in the space. And, like, yes, it's, like, tedious and stressful to, like, you know, cut carnations or whatever it is you have to do. But it's, like, there's this kind of mentality and awareness.
There's a reason for it.
Readings.
Or you have the luxury of, like, knowing a little bit more about them coming from this website than you would from, like, a friend of a friend who just wants to, like, chat with you for an hour and you have no idea what their space
is. Or, like, I'll do a lot of parties. So those are environments where it's like I'm meeting people that I have no – I've done this like one event with – it was like Indian businesswomen at Dolce & Gabbana.
Wow.
So I was just like meeting people that like from a totally different continent.
So many random like, elements there.
Yeah.
Right? It was crazy. But it's like – so it's like it's such a different – there's so many different ways to – so you have to be pretty adaptable. But at the same time, we're like all folks. You know what I mean?
Ashley, outside of Wedwell and your own business, have you ever had those people coming to you saying, should I marry her? Should I marry him? I'm not sure. Have you ever had that?
I haven't because I'm very intentional about the sort of clients I try to attract. So I do a lot of attraction marketing. So I'm very clear about like these are the type of people I like serving. And it's people that aren't going to try to make it like a card house carnival game. Like we're not playing games here. We're like talking about energetics of the universe. And if you don't want to talk about serious energetics of the universe, I'm probably not your gal. You know what I'm saying? And so
I
really filter them out pretty effectively before we even get into the game, if that makes sense.
The way we filter out the Zillas, the groom and bride Zillas.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's all comes back to energy. We're all just trying to tap in and see like how we want to interact in the habit. Like we were talking about earlier, like, is it worth our energy?
Wow. You sound exactly how I wanted you to sound. I thought so.
I'm so glad I didn't.
You really,
like,
you've lived up to and exceeded.
Yeah.
What did you say, Lilia?
Oh, I was just going to say, at the same time, like, people are welcome to ask about the relationships, but if they're open to, like, you know, the feeling around it, as opposed to, like, will this be successful? It's like what Ashley's saying, like, the energy around
and it's
the
open-endedness.
Yeah.
It's so
like,
much more effective in so many readings. I'll speak on my own, but I have a hunch for a lot of the different practitioners where it's not a yes-no space. We don't have a black-and-white world. Like, let's actually hold space for the gray and, like, get into it and actually get actionable things as opposed to, like, follow your heart and feel
right.
and whatever.
I feel like,
oh my God, I love the gray. I'm always telling my husband, there is gray. It's not just black and
right.
white. There's gray.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did a wedding it was a couple months ago now. And I want to talk about this wedding a lot more, maybe in a different episode, because their ceremony and the way that they involved, like, their village of people was really profound and unlike anything I've ever seen before. It was an older gay couple. So family was there and involved, but like there were also friends that they had had for decades that were really, really involved in writing their ceremony and these amazing readings. But at the rehearsal, I wasn't running the rehearsal as much as I usually do. The officiant, who is like a man of divinity, and he was a professor and he had written this beautiful script. He kind of led it, and he started, which I loved, with like a circle up. So maybe my grooms, myself, and let's say 12 of the readers and like their VIPs, their closest people. And he was like, I just want you to introduce yourself and say how you know the grooms and just share one piece of love with them and whatever that means. And you know, Michelle, I was like, ooh, I love it already. I never start rehearsals that way. Of course, you know, I'm like, okay, who are you? Let's go. You know, you just like get straight down to business. You only have so much time. But this was different. They all just seemed much more conscious of the weight of what we were doing. This wedding, this marriage, what it means, why they were there, why they were like the chosen group for these men. There's a million reasons why it felt really wonderful. But as we went through the line, I was struck by almost everyone said something like in their part about like sharing love. They would say something like, I'm so happy for both of you in this world that you found each other. But it felt very important. But a lot of them said, tomorrow at your wedding, just like some version of like soak it all in, like look around, take a minute, like look at each other and breathe. And many of them said it just goes by so fast. And they're talking about the day. But what it comes down to, or what I was thinking at the time, was that it comes down to like being in the moment and being mindful and like present that this doesn't happen every day. And you can get swept up in like the timeline and the details, and we're moving here and we're standing here and we're sitting and we're getting up. But to remember every couple of minutes to just like sit back and look around and look at each other and be there, that feeling, what you guys are talking about, like it is about the feelings. It is about tapping into that energy. It is extremely rare. That's why we love weddings, because you don't do this every day in your normal life. You're not in a room where everyone that's in that room, save for the hired help, is there because they love you and they wish you well. Like it so rarely happens. So we do have, like Michelle and I try to help our clients to remember, like, we've got this. We've got the logistics. You just be present. So it occurs to me that your services, in whatever way somebody might combine some of these from the Wedwell website, might give them some tools along the way, which is great along the way, but give them ultimately the tools they need for the wedding day itself to like soak it all in, to be as present as you can be and experience it in a way that's going to make you remember it as like, oh, we did that. Mm-hmm. And it was important. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, you have a service that's specifically like that? Like, what's bridal therapy? I saw that.
Yeah, bridal therapy is with this amazing therapist that I met in New York. And she works specifically with brides. And she can do like, you know, family, groom, couples. But it's kind of like when you're feeling that wedding heat and you're like, who do I talk to about this? And your friends are like not very helpful because maybe not all of them have gotten married, or they don't know like what you're dealing with. And someone to talk to.
Or your friends are just like, ugh.
Yeah. They're like,
it's not all about you all the time.
Yeah. So she's someone you can talk to that will know how to professionally work with you in this time period. Like, she's an expert on weddings, which is so cool.
I wonder, it also popped in my head, I wonder if there is, I'm sure there's people that do this, that choose a wedding date based on astrology or, you know, the solar system. Like, do you have any insight on that?
I do. Yeah, I actually have a friend of mine who goes and, like, works with an astrologer to find the perfect wedding day. And we have an astrologer on our site who can, or a few of them who also do that. Where, let's say you just want to know, like, okay, should I get married, you know, fall or spring? And maybe they'll have an inkling for your particular situation, or based off of you and your partner's signs, or where the planets will be that
when
day.
When your stars align.
Yeah. So it's a new way of thinking. It's definitely different than the like, oh, is the venue available?
Well, also brides, let's talk about brides, because that it's mostly who's coming to your website. But
yeah.
There's the Saturn rising, right? Or is it like, what happens at about like 28 years old? I read the book.
Saturn return.
Your Saturn return. That's a prime age to get married. That's kind of like another way of saying like quarter life crisis, Michelle. It's like for a lot of people, at least for me, it was like your post-college, pre-ultimate career. Your hormones are sort of crazy. Like, should you be having babies? Are you, you know, never going to do that? Like, what does all of it mean? And there's the term that you said, Ashley, right?
Yeah, Saturn return.
Saturn return. Somebody gave me the book, and I swear it had been, like, passed down to many. It was, like, this thumbed-through version of the book all about, like, dealing with which happens at about that age. I definitely don't have all the facts, but it strikes me that brides are often at about that age. So you throw in wedding planning, which nobody's ever done for themselves before. Yeah. It can get a little cosmically chaotic, right? Like when you're just like, what does it all mean? You did it, Michelle. I bet you did it, Michelle, but
I probably did. But see, like, I feel like I go through, like, currently going through shit, and I'm like, I wonder if this has something to do with my sign, or like there was like a new moon or coming. There's a new moon. It was yesterday. Okay, yeah, because I definitely and I read this after I had my little episode, but then I read about the new moon, and I'm like, oh my god, I wonder if my friggin' crazy freak out had something to do with that.
I have started tracking not only the moon cycle, but also my period cycle in conjunction with the moon. It changes my understanding. I just thought I was crazy. No, it was a full moon. I'm about to get my period. Like, it makes such a difference.
The teachers at my kid's school, I guess there was a full moon recent before Halloween, some like 3 days or whatever. And all the teachers were saying like to each other, but we could hear it, but, you know, mentioning it like, we just can't wait for November, because the kids lately with the full moon and the Halloween and the excitement, they've like lost their minds, and they're like, no one's getting any learning done. Expect them to learn anything. They're like bouncing off the walls. Yeah. So I think there is something to this like general wave that might kind of go over people, right? That you don't, I mean, insane asylums and police arrest more people on a full moon than other nights. That's definitely a factoid that I read somewhere sometime in my life. So it's got to be,
we're also like, made of water, and like the moon controls the tide. So it's like, why wouldn't it have some effect over us when we're basically just like anxiety cucumbers, like skin suits? Like, that's like what we are. So it's like, of course the moon affects us in some way.
I think we should move into the tarot card reading, but I wonder if there's anything else, Lilia, that we haven't mentioned that you feel like listeners need to know about Wedwell.
I think something else that's very unique about Wedwell is we also support you after your wedding. So there's like this huge lead up of like pre-wedding, 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 and after it's like what happens. Mm-hmm. And so we do offer a few services on our site to help with that. So we do have like relationship coaching. Again, we have a therapist. Something I think is super cool is we have a financial intimacy course with this one woman who will like help you and your partner work through any money issues, because that can be kind of
weird.
That
is so important.
Yeah. So just that we're here to support. We're like all about love. Our whole mission's about love and really just empowering people throughout their wedding and relationships. So
it would be helpful for people listening who have never, like me, like Michelle, we'd never heard of this, to go to the website and just like scan through just look through some stuff, see what peaks.
Okay. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bewedwell.com. And it doesn't matter if you've like never done a yoga class in your life. Like, it's very inclusive and approachable for all levels.
Excellent. All right.
All right, Tara.
Christy, you're going first, Christy.
Okay, also your GarageBand is still going, like a heart monitor, right?
It is. Yes,
it is.
This is some of my best Christy, work. So. If we lose it, I don't know if I can pull it out again.
All right, Christy, so have you ever had your tarot cards read before?
Oh, no.
I just dropped it, so give me 1 minute.
What does that mean, Ashley?
Okay, everything's so going to shit.
Really funny. No. I'm going to pick them up though because they matter. So give me 1 second. So what always happens? I'm incredibly clumsy, right? So I regularly toss cards. They regularly drop. And so a bunch fell, but only two were sticking up. And the first thing I want to talk about is the magician. So, Christy, it feels like you're in this place where you're like, work, 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 work. I need to be taking action because I need to be doing it. And it's like being in a magician energy can be a little stressful on your system because you're like, I have to do it. I have to achieve. I have to get it done. And it's like, but the great thing is you can. When the magician comes through, you can see on the card he has all of the different suits of the tarot right here. So he has mastery over everything. So you've already evolved out of the humanness of like worrying if you can do it. You're at the point in your life where you know you've got it. You just got to put in the time now. You got to start taking some action. The other card that came through is the Sun of Pentacles. So do you have like a young son?
Yes, two young sons.
Okay, amazing. So it's also, it feels like there's some mom guilt coming through about like both wanting to be working and being the mom that you want to be. And so understanding that like the essence of motherhood is love, and that the way you're loving them is by doing things that make you feel good. Like you're not going to be the best mom you can be if you're low vibe and feeling crappy and feeling like you're inert and not being active and like you're too smart to not be doing things. So it's like you can't just be poopy butts and soccer, even though that's lovely and that's part of motherhood, but that's not who you are as a whole. And I think there's a little bit of friction in your system right now in regards to holding space for both of those, right? It's like you can be both. And kind of the way you can, the salve for that is always going to be like self-compassion and forgiveness. This card's literally all about forgiveness. And so I also want to point out we have one of the first cards of the tarot and one of the last cards of the tarot in your reading at the same time. So what that means is you are closing a cycle and opening a cycle. So it also feels like perhaps your kids are kind of in that age where they're not quite so like dribbly, like need you, like kind of thing. And then they can like go to people's places, or they can go on play dates or sleepovers. And it's like that you start having to be more you again, because you aren't doing apple slices and you aren't doing pretzels, and like you're actually focusing on like what you want to be getting done.
Right. So they like need me less as they get older.
And like that's really the hard transition. I know. And the transition that you're feeling is that it's about how you identify, right? So you identify as a mom, and we need to hold space for the fact that you're a mom and like you're a whole person who is also a mom. Like the bigger umbrella is person. Mom is under that umbrella. Does that make sense? Right now, mom is your umbrella, and you're not giving yourself any space to serve and be your whole self. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Coaching the basketball game.
Yes, but also I need to remember that I'm like a sexual minx, and you know, empower myself a little bit for the other stuff. So good reminders.
So what is it? What do you do? You just pull a card, and whatever that is it means something to the person you're reading to?
Okay, so I read tarot cards a little bit differently than some people do. I have an intuitive practice, so I didn't learn tarot cards by reading a book. I learned tarot cards by intuitively connecting with each card. And so when cards come up, I know what they mean. I know what their essence is and their subtleties are. But then it's also being filtered through like your energy. So this came through when I saw the Sun of Pentacles. This can also mean in other people's readings that they just started a new job and they're figuring out how to get into it. But I knew because of the way the magician was looking at this guy. So I knew you were looking at your sons. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about being able to intuitively understand like, why do they fall that way? Why are they shaped that way?
The card and the order and the person you're talking to.
It's everything. It's everything. It's like, I kind of always liken it to reading a book, except the cards are just like different senses. And so then I was an English major, so I'm really good at being like, what does this sentence give me? Why was this given to me in this way? What does that mean? And so I do that, except with tarot.
Yes. And you're based in New York? Brooklyn.
I am. All right. I'm in Brooklyn, yes.
And she does virtual sessions.
I do. Actually, just opened my home office. So my entire business to this point had been virtual. But now I have a home office, so I can start seeing clients in New York City, too, which I'm really excited
about. Do you have to, like, sage after they Oh, yeah, right? Because they're bringing a lot to your front door.
I also, like, there's the different pricing structure for that. Like, it's all because it's a whole different energetic ball game, like, having people in my house. So, but it's great.
Very good.
All right. So Christy's reading really focused a lot around your being a mom and you being the crazy worker that you are and all the pressure and mom guilt happens for all of us.
It does. And I think what is important is like that it's the mom guilt in relation to taking action for things she needs. Right. So she's letting the mom guilt be the, like, if you're looking at it as a lever, like the mom guilt is heavier than like spending time with your husband or like doing the things you like doing or making a business plan or whatever the heck it is you want to be doing.
Yes. Very good. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Are you supposed to ask a question or we don't need to do that?
Well, normally we have to ask a question, but because I dropped the cards, that was just all intuitively. So you guys just got it hot off the presses.
You can ask a question. we'll clear me out and you can ask a question.
Yeah, let me shuffle these guys up too so they can. Do you have a sense of what you want to have some clarity around?
Well, I do want clarity around something, but I don't think it's something I want to share with everybody, so I don't want to really ask that kind of a question.
For sure. I can always pull a card that just represents you right now and what you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then you can just hit me up later, and we can have a session later.
Okay.
okay, hold on. Okay, so what you need to know right now is we're in the Ace of Swords. Swords is the suit of the mind, and aces are all about new beginnings, new ways of thinking about it. So what's coming through, it's business. So you're at this kind of point where it's like, I want to have a little bubbling of newness in my business. I want to not only be doing things that I've been doing and doing and doing and doing. And so there's kind of this space where it's like, I want to branch or broaden or create this new direction, but it's also a little bit frightening because it's like, well, I've always done it this way, so there's no real reason to change. But like you're feeling the creative calling where it's like, how can I package what I do differently? Like, and it's not abandoning what you do, right? You love planning weddings, you love doing your podcast, but it's like, how can I always use the term with my clients, like, how can I put it in a different dress? So like you're trying to figure out like what's the dress for your zone of genius, right? Does that make sense? Like, what is the exact like accoutrement? What is your hair? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like getting a sense of what is actually going on there. And it looks like part of what's going on is like you're going through a lot of stress. This is the Tower, which is really a card of like, the way I explain it in readings, it's like burning it down so it can come back again. It's very phoenix-y. So it's like that energy of understanding that it's a shit show right now because it's a shit show. Like, and like, that's okay, right? We all have to, when the Tower shows up, when the excess noise has to be silenced, and sometimes it gets silenced in like a intense or volatile way. And that's what you're going through right now. It's like, and you're, what I think is happening though is you're associating the volatility with this new creative, new calling, and they're not connected, right? The universe gives us sort of like like rumble strips basically in our lives to kind of keep us in our lane. And so it's like when things start kind of burning or start feeling like we're like oh my god, I'm gonna explode, it's a time to start learning about like what sort of lessons that we need to be tapping into, and like what sort of like where can we start pulling the lessons, the wisdom out of this, and like understanding that right now you don't have to be perfect and poised and polished. Like let it be a little messy because you're in your Tower moment. You've got to let it burn before you can do something again. So it's actually like surrendering to the disaster. Does that make sense?
Yes. Is there any way to know when that end is in sight?
Okay, here's the thing. You're at this new beginning. I pulled the ones of almost every suit. We have cups, wands, and swords. So it's basically saying you're almost out of it, but you're starting to think of yourself and approach your life in a totally different way. And so it takes time. Like you're still in the training wheel session, so you're still in the ashes. But like if you really focus your energy intentionally on like connecting with yourself more, doing more like of that heart-centered work, that's when you'll start noticing that it's starting to shift.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It feels pretty accurate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going to be weird is that there's people listening on their commute on the BART or whatever in the Bay Area, like, as yours are, as she's, like, dropping all this basically, like, wisdom and advice, what these cards show about you. But there's got to be people, you guys have to let us know, that are like,
yeah,
you're listening and you're like, that's me. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Tag me at Magical Mind.
Yeah,
that, I want to hear it.
That's the exact way to put it. And I pull quotes from every episode and I put them in show notes. So when I re-listen, I'm re-listening for like little bits that I can put that might encapsulate the episode. So I just jotted one down when you were talking that I know I'll pull, which is, you're in your tower moment. You just have to let it burn. So that'll be a quote, but it's also like, I mean, that could apply to a lot of
life.
Yeah. Like our country's politics right now. I don't know. Just like general, we can just blow it up. We're in our tower moment. We have to let it burn so we can rebuild everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That is not something we've ever done on the podcast before. I feel like I feel slightly indulgent because we just want to like stop our garage band and keep talking to you for the next hour outside of the podcast. But I hope that you guys thought that was cool, because this was
so, just think about this, like, just think about doing this at a party or a rehearsal dinner, or, you know, girlfriends over, boyfriends over. I mean, it's pretty cool. And then talking about, you can freaking talk about this shit for hours.
I bet when you leave they would just keep on
fun. It's like my clients will be like, my friends still talk about our party, or my friends still talk about when you read their cards.
Is it always an individual thing, though, or is there stuff that they could do as a group with it?
For my services?
Yeah, well, yours, Ashley, yes.
I can do it in a group. I always find that it's much more, because the tarot doesn't have manners, it'll start talking about your deep, darkest secrets in front of everybody. And
which was what I was afraid of right now.
Right. Well, do you notice how I didn't nudge anymore? Once I saw what card it was, I was like, okay, all right, we know where we're at, and I can communicate without like excavating all of your personal details. It's like a dexterous reader can do that, but it also can make people feel uncomfortable, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. And we also, like with Wedwell, when we had my psychic bachelorette party, what we did was we had like the girl running the psychic reading in one room, and it's still like open and connected. They can see the other girls in the other room, like having the rosé. But we wanted to give them that privacy, because like, these aren't like hokey services. Like, this is like very legit, and the energy readers like want to also respect the space. At least with the psychic, it was very much like, you know, this is serious energetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What's the difference between, I mean, how does a psychic differ from what when you get your tarot cards read? I mean, is that where it like tells you your destiny or your future? Like, what is a psychic?
And we can probably both answer this together, but like, so from my mind, like Ashley is very intuitive, so she like has those capabilities, but sometimes tarot readers are very much like by the cards and interpreting like the question and answer situation, whereas a psychic might like just get like an information download from the universe, and it's kind of hard to explain, but sometimes they just tap into that.
Like, for example, I once had a client where I was shuffling cards and I closed my eyes and I immediately saw like a camera and like in a men's button down shirt. And I was like, it's weird. It's like, it feels like you're going to meet the person you love in at a wedding. And she's like, I'm a wedding makeup artist. And it was just like, what?
She's going to meet a videographer.
Yeah. Exactly. See, so it's not, it's there. And like in my moment when I didn't even ask about anything, when the cards fell, that was psychic reading, right? Like, so there wasn't any sort of outfit or any cup to put the information in. It just like came out.
That was the universe saying, Christy, hello. You already know this, but you're not listening.
That's what all my readings are. You already know the answer when you're talking to me.
I can see that.
Oh, shit. That's deep. Okay. Woo! Okay.
Think about it. This might not be for everyone, but we do guarantee that you're going to get more out of it in the long term than male strippers at your bachelorette. Like, just like years down the road, something's going to occur to you and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's what she said, rather than like, remember that time my head got like banged back and forth?
I'm like all about like the balance, like have both. Cause like wellness isn't like, you can have the tarot reading and then go out after.
I was going to say, do both, dude. Just like,
live.
Oh my gosh, this was so fun. Thank you both so much. Lilia, thank you for reaching out to us.
I love you guys' podcast. You guys are so fun.
Oh, thank you
for having me. And
we appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay, so again, mention where our listeners can find you, because I know they're all going to find you now.
Yes, you can find us at bewedwell.com or on Instagram at wed.well. And we always feature our services and practitioners. You'll see Ashley. And we are so excited to connect with all the listeners.
And you can find me at www.magicalmind.co. And my Instagram is magicalmind.tarot, T-A-R-A-O-T. I can't even spell.
T-A-R-O-T.
There it is.
Yes, we'll put all those links on our show notes as well.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Our website is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com and Instagram is at thebigweddingplanningpodcast. Email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is blowing up. There's over 12 of you interacting with us on Twitter. It's TBWP podcast. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. That is the best way to show us some appreciation that goes the distance, $5, $10, $15 a month, whatever floats your boat. And then if you want to talk to Michelle or I one-on-one, hit us up for some consulting, which is so awesome and so valuable. And we love doing it. And you can email for more information about that. And we have a phone number. And the phone number is 415-723-1625. And leave a message that is under 3 minutes long, just so it doesn't get complicated, because it'll kick you off.
You have to call back.
Great. We want to hear from you. Ask us your questions. We're always putting together lists for the last episode of the month, which is the You Ask, We Answer. And we like have set a goal for ourselves to get way more downloads specifically for those episodes, because we know they're the favorites. So tell your friends, tell your mom. I got an email from a mother of a groom that's listening.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I was like, mother of a groom listening to the podcast. Yay! I love it. So yeah, don't count your moms out. There may be time for them to learn how to listen to podcasts.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. Christy, I love you and I love your show. It's really good.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.